Fishing Coyotes. This is Murphy Gibbons. Louis Braywalt spent years on Padre Island. He was a fisherman, beachcomber, naturalist, and squatter. Braywalt, when told in a military hospital he had 6 months to live, decided to live those 6 months with his wife Viola on Padre Island. It was a place where he had gone fishing with his father years before. In 1925, Braywalt set up a tent with a wooden floor. He made a table from an old ship hatch cover, and apple boxes that had washed ashore served as a cupboard. The Braywalts lived on the redfish they caught and sold. Their tent was eventually traded for a fisherman's shack. In the evenings, Braywalt would watch as coyotes fished in the surf for mullet and catch them. One morning, after he put out his trot lines, Braywalt saw two coyotes slip down to the water's edge. He watched, amazed, as the coyotes took the trot lines in their teeth and dragged them ashore. Braywalt was too surprised to move. The coyotes pulled the line all the way in. They bit the fish off the hooks and trotted with them back to the dunes. One night, Braywalt caught 90 redfish, which he planned to sell to buy needed supplies. He hauled the catch to a small pond back of the dunes. He could retrieve his catch next morning. He figured they would bring $70 to $80 in town. Next day, scattered around the pond were the remains of his 90 redfish. Coyote tracks circled around the pond and led back to the dunes. Braywalt said people doubted the truth of his fishing coyotes, but he had seen it time and again. His original 6 months stretched into many years, then decades. Those who knew him said Louis Braywalt knew and loved the island better than anyone who ever lived on it. He died in 1980. This is Murphy Gibbons.